Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisati with the evening news. The headlines. All arrangements in place for Korirang Assembly by election tomorrow. Enhanced security in place. United States and Iran agree to two-week ceasefire. India welcomes move. Nagaland sets up state high-level committee for Chief Minister's Technology Hub. And RBI keeps repo rate unchanged. Projects India's real GDP growth for current fiscal at 6.9%. Now the news in detail. All arrangements are in place for the by-election to the 28th Korirang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung tomorrow. With enhanced security in place, Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Ajit Kumar Verma said the district election machinery along with security forces are fully prepared for a free, fair and peaceful by-election. Highlighting the arrangements, he said teams dispatched from the DC office are in place at all the 30 polling stations. He noted that additional security forces have been deployed at vulnerable locations besides one company of CAPF along with state armed police force in all polling stations. He said that the interstate border with Assam has been sealed. The DC added that two polling stations will be completely manned by women polling personnel. Korirang Assembly constituency will go to polls tomorrow with over 22,300 voters. Six candidates are in the fray for the by-poll, including BJP's Daochir I. Imchan, T. Chalukamba A. of the Congress, NPP candidate I. Abenjang and independent candidates Imchatoba Imchan, Imti Wapang and Toshi Kaba. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Chumukedima, the district administration has declared tomorrow as a paid holiday to enable eligible voters from Assam to cast their votes. The paid holiday is applicable to all registered voters of Assam who are employed in any business, shops or other establishments within Nagaland, including those on shift basis, daily wage or casual employment. However, the provision will not apply to electors whose absence from duty could cause danger or substantial loss at their workplace. All employees have been directed to comply to ensure voters can participate in the democratic process. The United States and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation. The agreement, brokered through intermediaries, calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the deal in Washington, calling it a win for diplomacy and a big day for world peace. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel supports the United States' decision to suspend strikes against Iran, but clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between the United States and Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. The ministry stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy essential to bringing an early end to the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, in view of the rapidly evolving situation, the Indian embassy in Iran has advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to expeditiously exit the country in coordination with the embassy and using its suggested routes. The Reserve Bank of India has kept interest rates unchanged at 5.25%, announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today said that the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance.
April to deliberate and decide on the policy repo rate after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. The MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged under the liquidity facility at 5.25%. Consequently, the STF rate remains at 5% and the MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
The Monetary Policy Committee has also expected that GDP for last financial year will be at 7.6%, while for current fiscal it will be at 6.9%. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Former program executive of Akashvani Kohima, N. Lotha, passed away today. He was 84, and Lotha joined Akashvani Kohima as assistant editor, tribal dialect, and continued his service with dedication before retiring as program executive in 2001. On behalf of Akashvani Kohima, Cluster Head and Deputy Director General Engineering K.K. Rengma has conveyed condolences to the demise of N. Lotha and prayed for solace for the bereaved family during this difficult time. The Department for Information Technology and Communication has informed the setting up of a state high-level committee for the Chief Minister's Technology Hub, CM Hub. The CM Hub will serve as a high-level platform to drive adoption and innovation in IT, electronics and new-age niche technologies in the state. More from our correspondent.
The State High-Level Committee will comprise 8 members, led by the Chief Minister as Chairman, with Advisor ITNC as Deputy Chairman. The other members include Advisor to the Chief Minister, the Chief Secretary, Commissioner and Secretary ITNC, Public Relations Officer to the Chief Minister, Co-opted Member of the Chairman, and Commissioner and Secretary to the Chief Minister. The committee will serve as the top policy and strategic oversight body tasked with formulating policies related to IT and emerging technologies, mobilizing funding, and periodically monitoring progress of mobilizing funding and periodically monitoring progress of projects, among other responsibilities. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Department for Information Technology and Communication will be the nodal agency for the execution and monitoring of the CM Hub in Nagaland. Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NSCPCR, organized a one-day awareness program on child rights and child protection at Zunheboto today. The initiative, held in collaboration with the District Child Protection Unit, aims to strengthen community participation in the protection and welfare of children in the district. Delivering the keynote address, NSCPCR Chairman Alun Hung Singh stressed that children are the backbone of the nation and called for stronger groundwork to ensure their protection and development. Mr. Hung Singh further urged all stakeholders to take child rights seriously, especially in the present technological era where both positive and negative influence are easily accessible through the internet. Direct Child Protection Officer Rosonio Rita Aye presented a report on child protection and juvenile justice activities in Zunheboto for the period March 2025-26. She said under the Childline 1098 service, the district received a total of 41 calls and 22 cases were registered and addressed. According to the report, the district presently has 4 childcare institutions, 2 NGOs, 1 home designated for juveniles in conflict with law, and 1 specialized adoption agency. The program concluded with an open house discussion. the State Public Health Engineering Department, PHED, conducted a water testing training program at Government High School and Government High Secondary School at Tanning today. Under the DPDB Parent Adoption Initiative, the program aimed at creating awareness among students and staff on the importance of safe drinking water and imparting practical knowledge on basic water testing methods. Officials from PHED demonstrated simple water testing techniques and highlighted the significance of maintaining water quality for health and hygiene. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. All arrangements in place for Koridang Assembly by-election tomorrow. Enhanced security in place. United States and Iran agree to two-week ceasefire. India welcomes move. Nagaland sets up state high-level committee for Chief Minister's Technology Hub, and RBI keeps repo rate unchanged, projects India's real GDP growth for current fiscal at 6.9%. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.